Murray Ralph, you're a convener of Wombat Forest Care that have called this meeting here today. About 250 people squeezed into and standing around the Bilardo Hall. Was this the kind of reaction you were expecting?
This actually was the kind of reaction we were expecting. There's a Facebook page called Stop the Gold Mine in the Wombat State Forest, and that has over 1,000 members. The response that we've had through Wombat Forest Care from the community has just been enormous. Everyone you talk to is basically opposed to the mine.
There's a lot of people from surrounding areas around here, from Musk, from Dalesford, from over the divide towards Malmesbury. Do you think there are broader concerns in this region for this recently announced concept of a bulk sample being taken from the Wombat?
I think there's definitely broader concerns. I mean, in terms of this specific mine, they'll be shipping the quartz reef up to Maldon for processing, so that will affect all the people through Bilardo and up on the roads up to Maldon. There's also a number of mining exploration and mining leases across the Wombat. Quite a large part of the Wombat is covered by those mining leases, and in particular mining exploration licences. So with recent advents in technology enabling to extract gold more cheaply from these areas, and the increase in the price of gold, that we're actually going to see a greater push for gold mining in the Wombat Forest.
I've heard of death by PowerPoint. I've never seen one man, a texter and a whiteboard own a meeting like that. You describe precisely what is involved in taking this bulk sample. Now, what were the specifications of the trench that are going to be dug?
The trench will be 20 metres deep, 100 metres wide by 500 metres long. And that's basically the dimensions of the trench that will be left. And obviously that trench will supposedly be backfilled after the mining operation, basically less the 5,000 tonnes they've shipped to Mould.
And there's a variety of concerns, but would I be right in guessing the top three would be the level of deforestation, the fact this is occurring in headwaters of a heritage river, and I guess that overall traffic of trucks through the environment?
Yeah, well, three concerns would be yes. One on a social level would be the lack of community consultation regarding this mine and other mines, and obviously mining licences are subject to a lower level of community consultation than most other forms of development. The other issues would relate to, yes, flora and fauna and vegetation on the site, and the clearing of 3.5 hectares of that vegetation, and lastly the proximity of the mine to a heritage river and tributaries of the Lurderdirk River.
One of the significant things discussed today, I thought, was the revelation that in 2 weeks the licence lapses for this site. Is that correct?
Yes. On the 18th of July, the licence is actually will lapse. It was granted for 5 years, and so the expiry date's on the 18th of July, and we're hoping that that lease will not be renewed, nor any other mining lease or exploration in relation to this site.
And there's no process to follow so much now as that you directly petition the minister, is that correct?
As our understanding is, the only person who can stop this mine is the minister, Michael O'Brien, and we call on him to rescind the licence, and that's basically our only way of stopping this process.
Well, you've got 2 weeks to, I guess, get the 250 people here and all the people they know to write letters and ring up the minister. What then? Is there a direct action planned? Is there another campaign, broader campaign planned?
We'll be concentrating specifically on everything we can do to stop the mine, and that will initially be revolved around people contacting the minister directly to rescind the mining licence. And if the mine goes ahead, we will see that probably our only alternative is to actually undertake some form of direct action at the site.